When a man doesn't accept you for who you are, that means he doesn't love you. And if he's trying to change you, he's criticizing you, judging you, he's trying to work on you like as if you were some special project to work on, he's not compatible with you. You are listening to the Find the Right Man podcast with Paulina Solda, episode number 67. The 5 signs that he really loves you.
Welcome to the Find the Right Man podcast. If you want to find the right man for you in just a few simple steps, keep listening. And now here's your host, dating coach and NEO style expert, Paulina Solda.
Live your life with love. Hi, Paulina Solda is here, and we're going to talk about what each of us women wants to know, especially when you start dating somebody that you are attracted to and you have this anticipation, hope, this excitement, that sense of relief, that sense of inner knowing that this could be it. He could be the one. And I believe 100% that it's absolutely possible for each of you to experience that. And there is a man like that out there for you. And there is absolutely a way for you to find him. It's so easy to be with that man. And as all of my clients know, I say that if it's right, it's easy. And when you meet your person who loves you, who is going to be there for you, who's got your back, who is the right man for you, everything is easy. And I am so intentional that because you're listening to this right now, and I'm telling you about the signs and you're going to learn them, there will be the time when you will see the signs and you will remember me talking about those signs, and you're welcome. So let's go. Here's why it's so important that you know what the signs are. Again, if you've been listening to me for any length of time, and of course, all of my clients know that my top value is empowerment. I want you to be empowered. So I believe that you are going to be absolutely empowered when you know the signs, when you can see the signs, then you can powerfully decide what to do with men who don't show the signs. So there is no man that can manipulate you, can tell you that they love you, when in reality, it's not true. You will know what the truth is with these 5 signs. Are you ready? Okay, make sure you take some notes. Number one, a sign number one that he really, really loves you is that this man doesn't try to change you. As I say to my clients, if it's right, it's easy. That means without knowing anything about personality typing, which of course they do know, that is how they get into those easy relationships, is that when you are with somebody who's compatible, it's easy to be together because you can be totally yourself. You can be authentic, you can be real, and he already wants exactly the kind of woman you are with your qualities. So he doesn't try to change you, and he really loves you, and he's your compatible partner. And the reason why, man, if you had that experience, or you never had that experience that men didn't try to change you, the reasons for that is that when you choose somebody who is not compatible with you, on a subconscious level, he will want those qualities of his dual partner type. And if you are not that dual partner type, he will ask for those qualities and he will try to change you and tell you to be more of this and less of that. Or he will find all of those excuses why you have to be, all of his reasons, which are truly excuses, that his excuses for not accepting you exactly for who you are, is that he will tell you that something needs to happen. There's some kind of condition. There's some kind of work that needs to be done. And here is the truth. When a man tries to change who you are, when he doesn't understand, he doesn't have to understand, but because we're women, to ask men to understand us, that's a tall order. But except when a man doesn't accept you for who you are, that means he doesn't love you. And chances are, if he doesn't accept you exactly as you are. If he's trying to change you, he's criticizing you, he's judging you, he's trying to work on you like as if you were some special project to work on, chances are he's not compatible with you. And if that's the case, of course, you get to decide what you do. It's your love by design, by your design. However, it's a lot of work when you have to be somebody you're not. I bet you can do it. I bet you can put on that mask. If a man says you are too powerful, like tone it down. Let's say you're West type and he's also West and he wants you to be more like an East woman, be more feminine and take care of a house and be submissive and follow my lead and all of that. And your nature is to be powerful and make impact and make that contribution and build your empire. And he wants to build his own empire and he wants to be number one. And you get to decide. Just make a clear decision and love your reasons for that. Or you can just decide to walk away and choose a man who loves you, really loves you. And how you know that is he doesn't try to change you at all. Number two, when a man really, really loves you, he's not going to try to take away your life from you. And what I mean by that, those things that make you who you authentically are. Again, we're going back to that authenticity where you've done something that you love to do. Now you got into a relationship. Let's say you enjoyed pole dancing in a studio with other women. You expressed yourself. You've connected to your femininity and sexuality. You love to dance in that sexy, seductive, provocative way. And now you're in a relationship with this man and he tells you, listen, this is not a woman who's in a committed relationship. Like, what are you doing? And that kind of thing that a man is trying to take away from you, something that you love, it's not coming from a place of love. It's coming from a place of control, trying to manipulate, trying to dominate, dismissing what you love, disrespecting or questioning that, sort of judging you. It is dangerous because if there is something that is the source of your joy and love, he's trying to take that source of joy, source of energy, source of fulfillment from you, tries to take it away. Then what it creates potentially is that you can become codependent on him. Now, he is going to replace that. He's going to become your source of joy and all the good feelings. But what happens when he starts using that as a way to control you, manipulate you, and he decides when he's going to be available for you or not? That is where all of us codependent toxic relationships start. When you give up your life, like the life you love, the life you had before him, I tell my clients that when you meet a man and you want to go all in and that's all you want to think about, especially for South type of women, it's like all in so quickly, it's actually the time to give focus on yourself even more. When you meet a great guy, instead of canceling your plans and putting on hold was art classes or dance classes or whatever it is, it's actually the time to double that so that you protect yourself. A man who loves you, he loves you exactly as you are, with your life, with your interests, with your girlfriends, even though some of them, he might have some opinions, but still, no one can decide for you what you can keep in your life in terms of your friends, in terms of your interests. If a man is trying to take it away, that is a huge red flag. It's something definitely to evaluate and have a conversation about why. Really look at what right somebody has to deny you of that source of joy and fulfillment and just have a conversation about it. If a man really loves you, he'll be happy that you keep all of the things. And to give you an example, when I met my husband, we met in New York City. We quickly got engaged. We, of course, got married, had our child, and I continued. I really loved electronic music, and I enjoyed dancing. And we met in my early 30s. I spent a whole decade. Kid was born. I would go out with my girlfriends, and I had a friend, also a woman, but she was a promoter. She hosted incredible parties, top restaurants and clubs, everything VIP level, with models. And I usually was like the shortest and the oldest, but she loved me anyway. So she always invited me, and I would go to these parties. I loved it. And sometimes I would come home like middle of the night after dancing, and my husband was home and my baby was home, and it was fine. I loved it. I was so happy that I could go out. and feel like have that kind of single life, but I wasn't single. So I felt like I had the best of both worlds, where I could be in that single scene, but then go home to my family and dance. He never, ever questioned that. He never tried to take her away. And then he also didn't mind sometimes to go out and be the only guy at our table and come as my plus one and enjoy the scene. That is what I'm talking about at that level. Or starting my business or going on trip for my business mastermind. A man who loves you will not try to take it away. Now, the next step is that he will be ready, open, available, willing to be in that, create that emotional intimacy and be in that dialogue, in that communication, that there is nothing off the table. We can just discuss anything. And he really, really loves you. There is no topic, no issue that we cannot talk about openly. And it's a kind of conversation where we can get together as two adults, two mature adults, and talk about it. So when he really loves you, he will go into that uncomfortable, emotionally overcoming that resistance. When there's so much going on in life, all the circumstances, all the problems that he needs his attention, requiring like job deadlines and projects, he will still make the time and he will make himself available physically and emotionally. And he is not going to just dismiss you, put it on hold. How you can test it. You can start already. Is he willing? You don't have to wait until you get into a relationship. If you're dating currently with somebody you're not in a relationship with, but you've gone on a few dates, go watch a movie about a relationship, a situation, maybe based on a true story. There is a situation, there's something challenging, and discuss it. Have a conversation about what would you do in this situation. So let's say it's a movie, there's a family, they have one of the partners cheated. Discussing that kind, can we talk about cheating? If he's not available to that, again, huge red flag. If a man puts you on hold in terms of like, I'm busy with this, I'm busy with that, I don't have the time, and it is a pattern, then you can challenge that again. How will you know anything is that you go into that. You don't just avoid, resist that what if. Like, what's the worst case scenario? Worst case scenario is that it doesn't work out. And if he's the kind of person that is not available, is not willing now, what makes you think that he will change later? It's an illusion. People rarely change unless they have a reason. You can give him that reason, and that's exactly how you will know. So test it. You can say, look, I want to be in a partnership where I can openly talk about anything with my partner. Are you open? Are you available for that? And if not, I don't think we have a right fit for each other. That is a powerful partner position where you're willing to walk away when somebody doesn't match that vision, cannot meet you at that level. If they are willing to meet you, they might say, well, it's really hard for me. I haven't been open to things like that, but I'll try. Fine. They're willing to try. But if they say, okay, fine, go, then I can't discuss this risk. I don't want to discuss this. I don't want this emotional intimacy. I don't want this kind of stuff. Then it's not your person. Then you get to decide, you know, right away. You're not wasting your time. So many women tell me, I don't want to waste my time. But when they are kind of waiting, like we're putting on hold, we're avoiding dealing with this kind of stuff. But listen, if he really loves you, he will figure it out. He will find the way to access his emotions. He will find the time to listen and to talk. He will find the ability to express. What do you think about this? Any kind of difficult situation, okay? All right, moving on. The fourth huge sign, and this is for everyone who ever, if you ever had a man who was breaking your boundaries, even abusive, dismissive, not putting your needs first, is not being respectful, is of course a sign that the man really, really loves you, is that he is going to respect you. And without respect, there is no healthy relationship. There is no such a thing that there is love, but there is no respect. And in fact, if you love somebody who doesn't respect you, I guarantee you have a toxic, dysfunctional relationship. And then you gotta really ask yourself, why do I love somebody who doesn't respect me? Respect is a must. Respect is a non-negotiable. Now, if you meet a man who is not being respectful and he continues to break your boundaries when you set them, remember, and he's trying to be manipulative or provocative, remember, it has nothing to do with you. It's not your responsibility. When a man doesn't respect a woman, it is his inner conflict that he's having within himself. It is his baggage. It is his unresolved issues from the past, whether with his mother, with female boss, or his teacher, his school teacher, high school teacher, his ex-girlfriend, whatever, his ex-wife, whatever it is. He's just a confused. When I see men who don't show respect to women, they are hurt. So hurt people hurt people. They're also confused. They're lost. Those men are lost. They're not really men. They're lost because men don't ever disrespect, like real men don't ever disrespect women. His lack of respect, of course, result of many things, but that you have the power to decide. A man who really loves you will respect you. And what it means is that he will not talk with you in a disrespectful way. He will not yell at you. He will obviously not abuse you in any way. He will not deprive you of anything in terms of some freedoms or breaking your personal boundaries or anything like emotional, mental, physical, sexual. And if he is showing signs of disrespect, the way for you to know if it is a real problem or not is, again, he might do something without even being aware that is not okay. So you teach him, you show him. Don't just expect him to know. Throw away all of his expectations. Teach him. And how you do it is you have a conversation. You express your needs, desires, what is okay, what is not okay. Setting those personal boundaries. Following through on the consequences. So being very, very clear. For example, if you raise your voice at me, I will walk away. There's no more conversation. And then you do it. He has a choice. He can raise his voice at you, but you're not going to stay there. And you're not going to just allow that disrespectful behavior. Or if you ever cheat on me, it's over. The relationship is over. There's no way back. And that is, again, that respect, right? If you're going to be late, communicate with me. Like, let me know. Text me or anything like that. If you don't, it's a problem for me because I even feel this way. So again, have a conversation, understand. If after all of that, if a man still doesn't respect you, he breaks those boundaries and those boundaries have been set, it's a sign he doesn't love you and he might not even have a capacity. The way I see it, and maybe take on that belief that I have, that there is no love without respect. So for those of you who stayed with men who didn't respect you just because you love them, challenge and question that. Can you really love somebody who doesn't respect you? Because then what is your own relationship with yourself? If you allow somebody to mistreat you, to disrespect you, do you love yourself? Do you respect yourself if you allow somebody to walk all over you or treat you like a doormat? Then the final one, the fifth sign, everyone talks about it, super simple. The sign that he loves you, the easiest one, is that he shows it in his actions and behaviors, much with his words. He says he's going to text you. He texts you. And he actually tells you that he loves you, but when he does things, because a man can say anything, but when he does things for you, how does he show his love? He might buy you gifts, so he might help you around the house with certain things. He opens a door for you. He calls you, does those little things. He cooks for you, right? He makes sure that in bed, you also get what you came for. It's not just about him. He asks you questions about what's happening in your life. He actually listens. He wants to talk with you. He wants to spend time with you. So it's not just things, it's actions, it's different kinds of things, it's attention, it's energy, of course, it's quality time, gift, and sharing resources, acts of service, you name it, all those love languages. He speaks them, he shows you, he really wants you to know that he loves you. And his words match his actions. These are my top five signs that a man really loves you. I'm going to recap them again. Is that number one, he doesn't try to change you. Number two, he doesn't try to take away your life from you. Number three, he is available for that emotional intimacy. Number four, he respects you. Number five, his actions match his words. So I'd love to hear from you. What other signs that a man really, really loves you that I haven't mentioned. These are my top five, but what are other signs and what stood out for you? What's been most valuable for you? DM me on Instagram at Paulina Solda. Tell me. And also, if you have a specific question or if you want me to focus on specific topics, do let me know. DM me and I will consider. Thank you so much. I will see you in the next episode.
If you love this podcast, please leave a review and share what's been most valuable to you. Simply scroll down, tap to rate, and click to write a review. We're giving away a $25 Amazon gift card and we'll announce a winner picked at random next week. Thank you so much.